Yes, mummy. No number twos. Anyone would think that number twos were unhealthy. Only look what happened when you didn't do a number two. Then it was, Jeremy James, have you done your number two? You haven't done your number two. Then sit there until you have. Now tell them elephant's done his number two on daddy's car. And suddenly it's rude. Why can't grown-ups make up their minds? Jeremy James played with his train set. Jeremy James looked out of the window. The elephant was gone. Mummy, said Jeremy James. What is it now? Said Mummy, half in and half out of the oven. The elephant's gone. That was a typical grown-up word. It was for grown-ups only and meant whatever they wanted it to mean. Jeremy James had tried to use a once himself. Mummy had said, have you done your number two? At one of those times when number two wasn't rude. And he'd replied, because that was how grown-ups got out of an awkward question like, will you buy me something nice today? Or, why can't I have a toy racing car for Timothy's? Only Jeremy James obviously didn't know how to use it, because Mummy told him to speak properly, even though he said, perfectly properly. Daddy came out of the sitting room with his face as long as an elephant's nose. They lost, said Daddy, right at the end. An own goal. Then Daddy leaned on the kitchen doorpost, as he always did when he'd been working, and sometimes when he was working, and watched Mummy working, presumably to make sure she was doing everything right. Jeremy James had tried leaning on the doorpost once and saying, as Daddy always ended up saying, will it be long, dear? But instead of Mummy saying her normal he'd had a now don't you start and been sent off to play with his train set. Which she was sick of anyway. Will it be long, dear? Said Daddy. Said Mummy. Now don't you start, said Jeremy James quietly. An own goal, said Daddy, right at the end. Was that goal number two? Said Jeremy James. I don't know what's got into the child, said Mummy. Daddy elbowed himself right up off the doorpost, took one hand out of his pocket. Take your hands out of your pockets, Jeremy James, yawned, and announced, maybe I'll go and clean the car. Mummy didn't say, there won't be time before tea, so Daddy waited quite a while for her to say it. And so Daddy eventually left the kitchen, crossed the dining room, entered the hall, opened the front door, and went out of the house. Jeremy James stood at the window and wondered what new word Daddy would use today.